This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What a great day. Seriously, class. Got Kyle, Arjun, and George in New Hampshire. Welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Kyle.
It's great to hear your voice.
Same here. I just wanted to mention a tip that an old-timer would employ it when he'd drop his car off for servicing, whether it was like an oil change or could be any number of changes or servicing for his car. What he would do is he'd take a piece of chalk and in an inconspicuous spot, he'd mark like an X in a couple of different spots. And what he'd do is that when he'd get the call at the end of the day, say, yep, the car's ready, come down and pick it up. He'd get down, and he'd be able to tell if they even started the car and drove it from the parking lot into the bay. And he would find at times that if he'd stop at a place for an oil change and he'd leave the car off, the car was never moved. Maybe a sticker was changed, but in other words, they never did the actual oil service.
So I think if I'm reading this correctly, the police have this kind of a tactic in cities. Back when I was growing up, so for parking meters, they would just drive along and put a white stripe of chalk on a wheel, let's say the front wheel at the 12 o'clock position. And so as they drove by later, if that chalk mark was still at the 12 o'clock position, they knew that it's been an hour since their last visit, and they know that that car hasn't moved because the chalk mark is still at 12 o'clock, and any vehicles without the chalk mark have been there since the chalk mark was put there. Really great idea. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. In other words, he could tell whether or not they had even moved the vehicle because, you know, and I know a lot of service jobs, well, maybe not a lot, and I'm not giving a bad rep to the decent mechanics, but there are some bad apples in any profession. And you know the other trick, too, and I'm sure, Vin, and I know Kyle, I'm sure, where some disreputable mechanics would take a part out of a car, steam clean it, repaint it, and then reinstall it. And they'd be telling the person it needed a certain job, and in actuality, nothing was wrong. Or I remember seeing an old 60 Minutes, I think Dan Rather was in it, and they said they had a car that a mechanic had kind of camouflaged, looked just like the standard family car with standard wear and tear. And they sent it down this belt that there was in other places along this so many miles strips that were dishonest. And they had a hidden camera, and they caught what they call them 50%ers. These guys will walk up to some, auto service place and say, look, I'm going to show you how I can increase your revenue by 50%. And, of course, they'll get a cut in it. And what they'd do, they'd have like a little squirt bottle of oil. And then when they'd go out for a car, maybe to either pump gas or do something, they'd just check the tires or seemingly two, and then when they were kneeling down, they'd take out this little bottle of oil and they'd squirt it under the car, and then they'd call the person over and say, gee, you know, I just noticed you got a leak in your oil pan or it looks like you got a problem here. You better not take this car out in the road because your engine could seize up. And they like I say, there's so many. You know, and I know, I hate buying a used car because I have to go through the whole rigmarole of checking it out thoroughly to make sure that I don't buy somebody else's headaches. And there's a lot of tricks of the trade that can make a car look like a functional car, but after about a week or two later, let's just say it may not run quite the same way.
An old trick back in the 70s and probably before that was when gas stations pumped gas, they would check the oil, you know, raise the hood, check the oil, that kind of thing. And what some of the service station guys did was when they would put the pull the dipstick out, wipe it off with a cloth, and then when they put the dipstick back in, the vehicle owner could see that this was being done. And it looked like the right procedure. Pull the dipstick out, wipe it off, put it back in carefully. But the guy checking the oil for the service station might put his thumb in a position which would prevent the dipstick from going all the way in. And then he'd pull it out, hold it against the rag, and show it to the owner and say, it looks like you're a quart down. And then the service station guy would put another quart of oil in, which, of course, would overfill the crankcase because it was a false reading, deceptively false. And what that means is, because you've all used an egg beater, right? And so when you take an egg beater and you whip up whatever you're whipping, it froths. Well, if you put too much oil in an engine, as the connecting rod attached to the crankshaft splashes into that oil pan, it whips up the oil into a foam. And when it does that, the foam has air bubbles. That's what foam is. It has air bubbles, tiny air bubbles, and air is not a good lubricant at all. It actually displaces the engine oil as a lubricant, and the engine wears out faster. So when you see owner's manuals that say, don't overfill, that's why. So if you have a lawnmower that has a four-cycle engine and you add oil to it and it says don't overfill, that's because it will cause foam, which will reduce the lubrication of that engine, and it will wear out way faster. So you don't want to underfill it, and you don't want to overfill it. That's why there's a range, you know, a minimum and maximum on the dipstick. Minimum is, that's the minimum. You shouldn't go below that because you're going to lose lubrication and cooling ability for of the engine. And maximum, it's going to foam and destroy the lubricating ability of the oil. So, George, you have very valid points. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, I got a couple of examples of exactly that same kind of thing. There used to be a mechanic shop. They're not here anymore, but they used to be around here. And my brother got to be really good friends with the brother of the two guys that were running the mechanic shop, and they were also brothers. And he told my brother one time that if they brought a, because these guys would bring in cars, they'd buy them cheap and turn around and fix them up and then sell them as well as do mechanic work. Well, when if they brought in something that had a really, just a bad rear end and it's starting to go out, what they would do is take banana peels and stuff it into the back, the rear end. I mean, literally stuff it in there to the point that they could get it sold. And if it went out after 30 days or so, they would come back and people come back and they'd say, man, you shouldn't have been so hard on the car, you know. We'll put a new rear end in there for you. And then another shop that is still in business around here, a friend of mine who I go to church with, came to me and said, man, I took it over here to this place, and I've got a slight leak up at the front of the car there, coolant leak. And I told him, I said, well, I don't go to that shop because they had a reputation when I was a service manager. I had more complaints of people that had been to this particular shop of being overcharged. Well, he said, I went into them, and they told me it's going to be $1,600 to fix this coolant leak. And I said, no, 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 no. I said, it ain't going to be that. I said, not unless you've got some major engine problems. I said, take it to this guy. And so I give him the guy the guy's name and told him, I said, tell him that I sent you, because he was a friend of mine. I actually went to school with him. And so he went over there and had the coolant leak fixed. It was a part of a neck of the radiator that was cracked. And they had the neck of the radiator. This is, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. They had the neck of the radiator repaired for $65. And so he took it back to the place that told him, said $1,600, and showed them the receipt and said, why did you do this? And the guy said, well, we just trust the mechanic to tell us what kind of stuff is up here. And you actually, you're due. It was a GM car. He said, you're due to have your intake manifold done and radiator flushed. And we might even need to replace and put a new radiator in there. And anyway, so he said, I just trust the mechanic. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? So you have to find a mechanic that you can seriously trust. If you can't, or, you know, George, like you were saying there, if I think I have to put an X on a car, on a tire or something to know if they've even moved it, I'm not going there. You know, right. I want to find somebody I can trust, and that's where I'm going to go back to. But if it's at that point for me, I just say, forget it. I'll do it myself. And if it, you know, if it's really, really hard, it'll just take me a little longer.
Go ahead, George.
Sorry. Well, I was just going
to
say.
I just wanted to tell you.
I'm sorry.
I think we have a delay. Go ahead, George. George, go ahead. I'm looking at the delay. It's 1,300 milliseconds. So go ahead. George.
No. I was just saying, you know, that ancient Greek who was wandering around the world with a lantern looking for an honest man. I guess rumor has that he's still looking now. Present company.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to take up.
All right. Well, George, you might want to hang on for this. I know three instances where an engine was completely destroyed because the warning was ignored all three times. So they used to have gauges on most cars, and gauges are coming back on some. And they were replaced back in the 60s with something called a warning light. So if the alternator, something happened, like the fan belt broke, the alternator light would come on. It would say ALT, or maybe it would say BAT for battery. And that would tell you that, you know, you've got a problem. Then there's an overheating temperature light. So if the engine started getting too hot, a warning light would come on. And they call those, when they first came out, idiot lights. And because what that was referring to is the people who had gauges ignored them. And so they were idiots for not paying attention to what was happening with their engine and their vehicles. They weren't paying attention to the warnings that the gauges were providing. So they were replaced with these lights, and they were termed idiot lights. Well, we know of three instances where the warning light came on for oil. Now that means low oil pressure or no oil pressure. And that means that either there's not enough oil in the engine or something has happened to the lubrication system and it's not lubricating the engine. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Kyle's with us and Georgie's with us in New Hampshire. And two instructors. George is an instructor. And George, we've got to get you back on, talk about, protection maybe, self-defense. And so let me know. Give me a call when you can. And
sure.
And we'll get you on the schedule. But here's what I wanted to mention about these so-called dashboard lights, warning lights, idiot lights, whatever you want to call them. So I know of three instances of other people who have said, yeah, the light came on, but and this would be the oil light. And, you know, those things, they go off, and, they're always going off. And, they're false messages. Well, all three of them were real messages. The oil pressure was low for whatever reason. And the next thing that happens, first the light comes on. Then within about a minute, the engine starts to lose power. And then maybe a minute later, you start hearing some banging, and then less than a minute after that, boom, the engine's blown. For sure. So I know three people who had to have new engines or replacement engines or junkyard engines, and we're talking a couple grand, minimum. And now if you have one of these sideways mounted engines with front wheel drive, it's really complicated because you have to take the engine out, you have to take transmission out, you have to depressurize the air conditioning system, you have to evacuate that and recharge that. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, and you're not going to get the car for days if all the parts are in stock. So if that warning light comes on for oil, it's for real. And if the warning light comes on for temperature, it's for real. And here's what happens when when in these, we're in a heat dome here in Missouri. It is blazing hot, unbearably hot. The plants can't take it. Nothing. It's unbearable. Literally, it's 100 degrees in the shade. Well, what happens is the underhood temperatures keep climbing, climbing, climbing. And if you have typically an inline six-cylinder engine, and it starts to overheat, that the head, the cylinder head, is so long that it tends to warp. And then now you need to have the head removed. You need to have the head remilled. You're talking about $1,000 minimum for that, if the head can be reused. Otherwise, if it can't, you need a junkyard head or an auto salvage head or a rebuilt one. You're looking at a couple $1,000, all because the engine overheated. Now, how do you prevent that? Well, you check the hoses, you check the fluids, you rinse off the radiator, you make sure there's no chaff in front of it. And literally what I do, which is probably something that you should not do, is I change the thermostats. And my old Chevy truck is supposed to have a 195-degree thermostat. It doesn't. It has a 180-degree thermostat because I wanted the engine underhood temperature to be decreased. So the rubber hoses, the air compressor, the air conditioning compressor, the power steering pump, all the hoses, all the rubber parts would last longer. And they do. But it confuses the computer. And if you have an emissions control test, it'll probably fail. But I'm not going to allow my engine to run so hot as to self-destruct everything under the hood that's made out of rubber. And here's an example. We were talking to a guy a couple days ago, and he had a piece of equipment that has a Cummins engine, the turbocharger, and a rubber hose failed. And this thing started sucking dirt because the hose that failed was between the air cleaner and the engine. So it was sucking air without being filtered by the air filter. It blew the engine. A rubber hose. We're talking maybe a $20 hose. A short hose. Caused the engine to blow. We're seeing more and more rubber part-related failures because of these extreme temperatures. My old 2004 Chevy pickup truck overheated. I mentioned this. Why? Because General Motors installed a 2-inch long quick coupling in the radiator heater hoses, so they could slap this thing together quicker on the assembly line. The heater hose was fine, but this plastic part that's 2 inches long, that's attached to the heater hose, broke off, and it dumped all the coolant all over the engine. I am meticulous about our cars. Could I see it? No. Is there evidence that it was going to fail? No. Surprise, that's what happens. You get surprised. I'd love to hear your comments, George. You're certainly welcome to stay with us if you'd like.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boris Johnson will resign after a wave of government resignations and a result from his own cabinet, leaving him unable to carry on. The move sets up a race to replace him as head of the governing Conservative Party. And as far as if Johnson can remain in control until there is a replacement, Tim Bale is a professor of politics at Queen Mary University in London.
I do think there is a question, as we've said, about whether he can continue in post for another 3 months. I mean, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has an awful lot of power. Boris Johnson is known to exercise that power in all sorts of unconventional ways.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has pleaded guilty during her trial in Russia. Griner admitting she had marijuana oil in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is getting slammed on social media for his summer vacation travel plans. Democrat Gavin Newsom revealed he's in Montana, despite the state being on a list that California bars official state-funded travel. The ban is due to what California calls discriminatory LGBTQ plus laws. A Newsom spokesperson saying the travel ban applies to using state funds and the governor's travel is not being paid by the state. However, the governor's office would not say if his state-paid travel security detail was accompanying him. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale says this is just par for the course when it comes to Newsom.
It is standard operating procedure for the far left. We see this time and time again, the hypocrisy that the way with which they live their lives is always very different from the policies that they try to impose on the balance of their constituents. And this is just another example of it.
Spain's famed running of the bulls is back. This after the pandemic got in the way of the event the past 2 years. Starting Thursday, thousands of thrill seekers will take to the streets in the 9-day festival. They'll be joined on those streets by a half a dozen charging bulls. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names, including Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle and Georgia with us. And they were talking about problems. Class, you are going to see more problems this summer, I believe, than ever before regarding tires exploding on the roads because of temperatures and substandard Chinese tires, vehicles overheating because of plastic parts under the hood, and alternators failing because they can't keep up with the demand to produce the current. Alternators actually get really hot, so hot you can't touch them. And They generate electricity that causes heat, and they are failing at fantastic rates. So we're seeing more failures than we've ever seen before, And we bought something about a year ago. It's called a jump box. And really what it is, it's a short box that is a plastic box and has a battery in it, a lead-acid type battery that won't spill if you tip this thing over. And it has two short jumper cables on it. And we are finding that customers are having, they need to be jumped because of battery failures, alternator failures, all kinds of electrical failures. And the easiest way to get them to the shop for fixing is to get them jumped and get the vehicle over here. But seriously, I'm not kidding. If you see a warning light that says temperature or oil or battery, you got a problem. And typically, when the battery fails, that's because a belt has failed that drives the water pump on many vehicles. And you're cooling, you got to watch the temperature, because at that point, you're going to overheat in seconds. Kyle, any comments about that?
No, you're absolutely right, Vince. It's, assume that it's the worst, especially if you're not a mechanic. I was just driving a pickup, so it's not always a bad thing. I mean, it's always a bad thing if your gauge drops to zero or whatever it is. But what I'm trying to say is sometimes it's not an oil pump failure. As an example, I was driving this pickup just recently, and all of a sudden the oil pressure gauge started fluctuating back and forth and back and forth, and then all of a sudden it dropped down to zero. Well, I instantly, when it started fluctuating, I pulled over. Excuse me. Anyway, I instantly pulled over, turned the engine off, and let it sit for just a minute. And then I thought, well, boy, you know, normally speaking, if it's an oil pump, this thing doesn't fluctuate back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then die. So I pulled over, and I sat there for, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes. And then I went outside, opened the hood, and I was obviously way off the road. And I started the engine, and all of a sudden the engine, the oil pressure came right back up, like 45 pounds. And so I knew then that, and there was no ticking in the engine. There was no noise coming from the engine, because usually if it was a V8 Chevy, usually you're going to hear valve train noise if you do, if it's an oil pump that's gone. But the oil pressure, if the oil pump goes completely out, will not come back up. And so I knew it was probably the oil pressure sending unit, which we diagnosed down to that's what it was. But if you don't know vehicles, assume the worst and don't drive it. Because like Vince has told you, the cost of the repairs anymore, I don't know, Vince, a single automotive shop in this entire area that is less than $85 an hour. And if you have a 12-hour job of replacing an engine or a head or something along that lines, you know, you're talking over $1,000 in labor alone. Forget trying to get the parts. I mean, just the labor almost sometimes in these older cars makes the car there's no need to fix it because the car's not worth that, you know? So, yeah, so pay attention.
The only shop I know that's lower than that is ours. We charge $48.80 an hour. And then if we think it took us a little too long to do whatever it is, and let's say it takes us 2 hours, and we think maybe it should have taken an hour and a half, and we spent more time cleaning and finessing because of damage that was not visible, we backed the price down to an hour and a half, even though we spent 2 hours on it. And a lot of times we'll spend 4 hours on something and we'll charge for one. That's what we do, because we can't bear to charge what it would normally cost, even though we charge half of what it normally costs. We can't even bear to do that. George, any comments?
Yeah. You gentlemen I know have, and I have, one of those code readers that plug in under the dash. And any car made after 1996 by law, or 96 on by law, was required to standardize it, so that for under $50, you can get one of these code readers that'll tell you a fair amount of information about what the problem is. So at least when you're going into some place, like you're somewhere where you're not accustomed to being in that area and you get towed somewhere nearby, at least you're going in, like my father used to say, God rest him, is you're only as good as your information. And that can give you a heads up as to what it may be. It could be something as simple for that light to come on the board. You might get lucky. It might just maybe somebody hurried up with the gas cap. Maybe one of the kids borrowed the car and they were putting the gas cap on fast and it didn't quite crank it down correctly and it was a little off-centered. I've seen the light come on and you could end up with a tow or at least pulling into a station, and then like you'll have to pay whatever the going rate at that station is to tell you basically why your light is on.
Outstanding point. Very well said. And class, George is not kidding. You can literally not screw your gas cap on completely tightly, you know, the way it normally should be tightened, and the check engine light can come on your dashboard. And it's really not the engine, but it's the evaporative system for the fuel that's confused because the sensor says the pressurization's not right. And it's not right because there's a leak. And it doesn't know if it's a hose that's leaking or exactly where the leak is, but there's a leak. And it's absolutely right. There is a leak, and you should check the engine. But it's really not the engine. It's the engine evaporative fuel emissions system. So this less than $50 device, which is called an OBD-II for OBD-2, onboard diagnostics version 2 scanner, you can plug it in. There's a receptacle right under your dash. Plug it in. Turn the key to on. You don't have to have the engine running. Just turn it on. And within a minute or so, it will sync up, and it will read all kinds of information and display it so you can look at it. Is the engine okay? Has it overheated? It'll tell you. It'll give you all the basic information you need. Now, there are different levels of scan tools. We have one that was maybe $35, $40, $50, probably more like $35. It's real basic. And it's the one that, you know, we bring with us. Then we have one that was maybe $180. And then we have one that looks like a computer tablet, which is, you know, closer to $1,000. And we need that for the shop. And actually, that one, even the $1,000 one, doesn't do everything. It only does, you know, maybe half of what we'd like it to do. But they're just too darn expensive, and you have to pass those costs on to your customers. And we don't want to do it. So we can do pretty much what we need to with a $1,000 one. But George is right. And if you're going on a trip, you ought to have one. And the time to learn how to use it is before you go on a trip. So that you know how to use it, so you're not trying to figure it out while you're on the side of the road and cars and trucks and buses are whizzing by. Kyle, your comments?
Yeah, exactly. Just fixing to say exactly that, Vince. It might take you, you know, YouTube is your friend when it comes to this stuff while it's still up right now. And I know on the meter that I ordered and have, will read, it's one of the last meters that would read an OBD-1 as well as an OBD-2 system. And they don't give you a manual for it, and I had to download it PDF on my phone, which I have constantly, and I'm still forgetting when I'm in town. I want to take that and have it transferred into actual paper so that I've got it. But I keep forgetting to do it when I'm in town. There's always so many other things to do. But it's on my phone regardless because you need to learn how to use it. If you don't know how to use it, then you just gotta, you know, just waste. You might as well took $50 and, you know, started a good fire with it.
I just went to eBay right now. You can buy a scanner for about $22 or so, even less than that. We have one made by a company called Launch, L-A-U-N-C-H. There are a whole bunch of brands, and I'm pretty sure all of the brands that you will find you've never heard of before. So Launch seems to be okay with us. We have two of them, and they seem to work okay. So I would not get one. They make them that you can plug it in and transmit it to your smartphone, With Bluetooth, I don't want to do that. I really want the whole unit all self-contained with the cable. That's what I really want. So I suggest you consider that. I wanted to mention, we're talking about batteries, car batteries. I am stunned, absolutely stunned, at the prices of car batteries. And frankly, we negotiate when we buy batteries. We negotiate the price. And here's what you can do. For example, AutoZone has a pretty good battery, but they're expensive. And if you go to online to Walmart and look up the same battery, so you look up your vehicle, you find, or actually even better than that, on the side of your battery, it'll tell you the size. It might be a Group 24, Group 27, an H4, an H8, a whole bunch of sizes. And there, you can look up on the internet a battery group size chart, and you'll find the dimensions, the length, the width, the height of the batteries, and the group, the standardized group number. So let's say yours is a Group 24. You can check the AutoZone price, and you can check the Walmart price, and you can check the Menards price, and you can find the lowest price. And then if you go into an AutoZone, you can go to buy the battery, and they'll say, it's $200. And you can say, yeah, but I can get it for $89 at Walmart. Will you match it? They go, really? And they may, I'm pretty darn sure, almost 100% of the time they'll drop the price. They may not drop it down to Walmart's price, but usually they will. So what we do is we price match from Menards and Walmart and other companies, and then we buy them from AutoZone because we like their batteries. So that's just a thought. One other thing, just as an aside, actually two asides. One is 2 hours is just not enough time here at USA Prepares, but I don't have more time. We can't teach all the things that we want to teach in 2 hours. I don't know how to fix that. But here's what I'd like to do. Would you please send me an email, class, and let me know if you like more detail or less detail. We can cover more topics in a machine gun approach, or we can cover topics more in detail the way we're doing it today. And the other thing I wanted to mention, that's instructor@usaprepares.com, INSTRUCTOR, usaprepares.com. Chemtrails, they haven't been flying for almost a month now, and the weather is dramatically different.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's an interesting story, class. And I received this from Bert today during the broadcast. Normally I don't check emails during the broadcast, but for some reason I happened to do it. And it's an email, and it says, quote, okay, quote, in Los Gatos, that means Los Gatos, California, quote, fire on Santa Rosa Drive. I'm the homeowner that had the unfortunate experience last Saturday. Thankfully, it was only in the carport and not the house. The pets, people, and pictures are all safe. The fire started in an electric vehicle. It was plugged in for over 1.5 hours when it looks like the battery exploded in a flamethrower effect. It took out the boat parked next to it instantaneously. In a span of 2 minutes, the 6-car carport was raging. In 10 minutes, the whole carport was consumed and it took out 4 vehicles. It goes on to say some things, in 18 minutes from the start of the Los Gatos fire and police were there and got it under control. The response was amazing. Thanks to the neighbors and their diligence, as the fire department received multiple calls, many thanks to the police and fire, for getting it under control so quickly and professionally. Now it's insurance, cleanup, and rebuild. Electric cars are in their beginning phases. There's a huge amount of energy stored in these batteries. The electric golf cart had only 4 of the Nissan Leaf batteries. A normal car has more. If I ever own an electric car again, I will never park it in the house garage when charging it. The devastation upon battery failure was tremendous. All caught on my security camera. Thankfully, everyone is safe, end quote. The point I'm trying to make, class, is these electric cars are insane. They're dangerous. They explode. They're hard to put out the batteries. There's no recycling for the rare earth elements that are contained in the batteries. There's no recycling plan that's viable. None. And after about 7 years, you need a new battery. And it's a $10,000 job. And the grid can't support it. So here we have people in California thinking that these electric vehicles are really cool. They're killing the grid. And what you're going to find out this summer is more blackouts, more brownouts, more rolling blackouts, more blackouts that are intentional, because it's either shut down portions of the grid or let the grid collapse and have the transformers explode. That's where we are. Kyle, any comments?
That's one of my pet peeves, Vince. I would say it. You say it a lot kinder than I would. If you do the research, folks. If you don't do the research and you buy an electric car, you're just stupid. That's just no other way to put it. They're unsustainable. The grid can't handle it. I even heard that direct from an engineer that works for the electric company where we live. The grid can't handle. If even 30% of the people turn to electric cars, the grid couldn't handle it, according to him. So, folks, just do the research. Don't just buy the foolish, stupid line of the progressive group of people. They just want to control you. And if they can literally tell when you're going to plug your car in from the meters that you have. And around here, they charge more for electricity from 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock, because that's when people plug those stupid cars in. You pay more for it. Even though it's going to be cheaper than gasoline, you at least can control. You have a way to have gasoline on hand. Unless you have a generator that can supply your electric car, which you still need gasoline for to run, or propane, you're wasting time, and it's just foolish. And they're extremely expensive to repair. Extremely expensive. I looked underneath the dash of an all electric car because they happen to have it tore apart at a particular dealership here in town. And there, Vince, there was a trunk of wires underneath this dash, probably at least 8 inches in diameter, with hundreds of wires in there. And the mechanic that was looking on it was cutting into that trunk, and he said, yeah, I got to try to find which one of these went bad. Can you imagine?
I know what that's like. I know what it's like to try to trace out one bad wire out of, in a bundle that might be the diameter of a dime, and that's a pain in the neck. But this is unbearable, and I think that the mechanics really can't handle it. I think the dealerships can't handle it. I think the mechanics can't handle it. And when the customers find out that it's time for a new engine in 7 years, and when I say engine, that's what it would be like. It would be like having to change your engine out every 7 years. In a gasoline engine, in terms of expense, that's what you'll be doing, changing out the battery bank. And it ain't easy to do. It's really hard and it's really heavy. And what do you do with them? What do you do with them? They're going to be buried in a landfill. Elon Musk. People think he's the greatest. What was that?
I got a quick thing for you. And it's my opinion, and I absolve you of anything with it. They're cute and they electrocute you. That's my thing. I'm done.
George, it's always great to hear your voice. God bless. Kyle, thank you so much for being with me. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.